I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I have no idea how I'm going to get myself out of this. And so I started making gourmet cookies. And I went from 1 to 2 to 20 boxes a week. And then I did 20 boxes a week, hand mixing from my house with me and my 10-year-old son. I was a single mom in this little tiny town of 3,000 people.
Welcome to another episode of The Bread Hustlers. I'm here with Molly Bees from Molly Bees Cookies, my co-host, Robert Gilbert.
Dog lover co-host.
Oh.
Dog lover.
Implying because I love cats.
Because he does love cats. Come on. Yeah. It's Alex the cat man.
There's Wait till you see my dog. You're going to be very jealous.
Is it a hairless dog?
No. The opposite.
Because Alex has hairless cats.
Oh. Those things scare me. My friend actually raises hairless cats.
Well, on that note,
I know where you're going.
These numbers. Give her my number. I want to talk to her.
You want to talk to her? I think her name is Michelle.
Michelle. Does she
Michelle
does
about
she breed them?
She does.
Great. Give me her number. Oh my God. I'm in love with you, Molly. You have a friend that breeds hairless
Listen,
cats.
Listen, you're just going to have to get in line.
Wow, this is taking a turn for greatness here. This conversation, I'm not gonna lie to you, Alex.
Where are we going right now? I thought this was a business podcast, Robert.
This is a business podcast, but for all of you entrepreneurs out there, this is the start of something beautiful. This is the reason why you have to connect with people.
That's it.
So, any way, shape, or form, you gotta get down to the human level of things and break it down. I mean, we're talking about cats and dogs here. Hairless cats is Alex's things. And
if we keep going down this direction, he's going to start making the Dr. Evil jokes. So I'm going to.
Well, listen.
He's got the pinky.
For Halloween, he's dressing up as Dr. Evil. Okay. That's why I got to get him another hairless cat. Oh my gosh. Look at that boy or girl.
This is Sparks. Yes. Say hi.
Wow.
Wow.
So yeah. Maybe we could shave him and put hair on the hairless cat. Actually, no, that would go the other way.
Make him a fur coat.
Exactly. No, but this is one of the levels. Listen, you got to have fun with people. You got to enjoy what you're doing. This is how business is done. It's not always so serious. It's like, where does a lot of business get done? Golf course. Where does a lot of business get done? At dinners, right? So it's not always in the office, right? You're getting to know the person outside of it. So yeah, here we might talk about hairless cats.
And Pomeranians. And I actually have an Alaskan Malamute too. It's about 120 pounds.
Does your friend live in Alaska?
She does.
How the hell do those cats survive without hair in that cold?
I think they don't play outside.
That's an amazing, Alex, we're going to have to go to get to the bottom of that one.
Yes. We definitely
will. Alex, go ahead. Let's rock and roll.
Can we talk about business now, Robert?
Yeah,
is that okay with you?
We've been talking about business. You just didn't know.
We're in the cat business, or just a side hustle.
We're gonna create cat cookies. Okay.
Molly's
cat. I'm actually working on dog treats right now.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
You see, you never know where a conversation can take you.
See, I wouldn't have even brought that up either, but here we are.
Exactly. And now look. Yeah. This is new news, breaking news, headlines everywhere. Molly Bees makes dog food, dog biscuits, dog treats.
It's going to be dog treats, yeah.
Maybe we should make a skew together for cats.
We can do it.
You see, I knew he was going to go this.
I know.
We can do it.
You see, look at him blushing through the.
Blushing. Yeah, I'm blushing because I love royalties. No, I'm
kidding. See, for all of our listeners, yes, it does go to business.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. So Molly, tell us your story. It's an interesting story. How you got into the cookie business. I have your cookies right here. Look at this. I have Molly's cookies. Holy mackerel. Let's
see. Are we going
to?
Boba
noodles. Boba
Show
noodles.
On the camera. Show up on the camera, please.
Boba noodles. Okay. We got, two boba noodles. Yep. I'm not going to lie to you. I ate the other two cookies. So I did eat the other two cookies. They were the campfire cookies. They had happened to be freaking incredible. That's why they're
called Straight Fire. Yep.
Oh no, there's an extra one in here. They gave me a third one. I ate two of them. So that your people screwed up. There were only supposed to be two in here.
I just told him, have your way.
But I have to be honest with you, Molly. I'm a little bit hurt.
Sad.
I'm a foodie, and you didn't send me your entire line. So now I can't experience
everything. Let me tell you, I will. We just had to – so we're selling out a lot. And so we just baked a whole bunch.
That's an excuse. I don't want to hear.
They will be there. They will be there in our warehouse by tomorrow, and we'll send you out another box.
All right. Fine. Now you're on my good side again.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, so let's go back to it. First of all, cookies are fucking amazing. I had – excuse my language. Incredible. They're amazing cookies. And Alex will do this on the next one. I'm going to taste test on this one, but tell us about your backstory. Yeah. It's a very fascinating backstory. You had hardly any money left. You started this business. Yeah. People are like, these are amazing cookies. Let's do it. You did it. Tell us your story.
Well, I mean, it could go three ways sideways, I guess is the words to say, but, I had actually started and sold 14 different brick and mortars in Alaska, in this little tiny town of like 3,000 people. The last one was a 200-seat lodge and restaurant and bar that I owned for about 15 years. And at the end of the 2017, I got an offer for someone to buy it. And I was like, yeah, that's amazing, because I was so sick of the bar business. I don't know if you've ever been in it, but I don't recommend it. It's a tough one. And so with that said, they went into escrow. We were in escrow about 9 months. And there was a lot of stuff that happened. My mom, who I bought the building from.
That's an abnormally long period for escrow. Even in real estate. What is it? Like usually 30 to 60 days. Am I wrong?
Yeah. So, and my mom, who I love very much, God bless her soul. She passed away in July, but she had Alzheimer's and said that she owned this building free and clear. And that when she sold it to me, that I would have it free and clear. And it turns out she had a $1.2 million note on it. That was a sleeper note until I put it for the building for sale. So I had already made the offer for $1.6 million. Then I found out I had a note for $1.2 million. So that was a bummer. So we negotiated and got it down to a good price. And finally, time to close 9 months later, 10 minutes before we go to sign papers, the person buying it said, hey, will you own our finance? We only have enough to pay off the SBA note that didn't exist until just a few months before. And, you know, and this was a very well-known doctor in town. He had seen me. He had been my doctor for a little bit. That's why I trusted him. And I said, yeah, I'll own our finance for you. So we made a deal and he never paid me. So he never made one payment. Yeah. And I didn't know that he wasn't going to pay me, obviously. And so I'm like, sure, I'll put the business in your name. I'll put everything in your name. I'll do all the things. And then he never paid me, didn't, you know, and when you own a big business, like a large, like our.
He was illegally in the right.
Yes. Oh. So I had to sue him, but I had $150 left. That's all I had. And so I found a lawyer that I called the cookie lawyer. And he loved cookies. And so I'd make him chocolate chip cookies. And then he would go through everything that I would write. And he would just like do some edits for me. And then I'd turn it in. But before that, I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I have no idea how I'm going to get myself out of this. And so I started making gourmet cookies. And I went from 1 to 2 to 20 boxes a week. And then I did 20 boxes a week, hand mixing from my house with me and my 10-year-old son. I was a single mom in this little tiny town of 3,000 people.
Oh, can we beat up this, I don't, pardon my French, this asshole who stole money from a single mother?
Yeah, it was hardcore.
That's nuts. Okay.
Yeah, it was hardcore. So, and it's a little town. So he was remodeling, putting millions of dollars into this building. And I had to drive by it every day to see. It was so hard.
What a schmuck.
Yeah, he's not my favorite. But karma kept up with him. So I'll tell you about that in a minute. But
are you guys engaged now?
No, thank you.
Now that would be a story.
It's even better than that, though. So anyway, I ended up doing from like 20 boxes a week to all of a sudden 45 boxes a day, move production into a kitchen in a church. It kind of went from there. Forbes found out about me, noted me the top 150 startups of 2019. Cisco Distributors picked me up. I got a Food Network star. Then in 2021, I ended up on QVC. I went from one bakery to two to four to finding out about, I just Googled cookie factory. So I didn't know what a co-packer was and found out about cookie factories. Got one that was a co-packer in North Carolina, but it wasn't that easy. Like I had everything was like, I would run into this wall, you know, every time. And so with that, it was like all these co-packers, there's like hundreds of them. And I would just call them, will you do this? Will you do this? This is before Crumble came out. This is before anything happened. So people thought I was absolutely insane. You're putting bacon in a cookie? No, we're not going to do that. You want there a boozy cookie? I'm like, well, there's no alcohol. It's just an extract. No, we're not doing that. You're going to do, you know, fruity pebbles? No, we're not going to do that. And so finally, I would just keep cold calling these co-packers till finally, the third time I called the one in North Carolina, they're like, Molly, fine, we'll try it. And then so then I was like, ring, QVC, I'm ready. So then I went and I got to go on QVC and launched nationally 2021. And then it's just went bananas since then. Now we're in Target. I have 7 launches this year so far, and there's more coming. We're going to be in 2 different locations in Walmart. 5 Below is launching us in every location, 1,200 locations.
Wow.
We're doing World Market is doing several different locations. Sam's Club is launching us. I'll be the very first time they've ever taken a brand in the bakery. So they're going to bake Molly B's dough and have a different brand on it than the Sam's Club brand. So it'll actually be branded Molly B's. First time Sam's Club's ever done that. It's just cool. Lots of cool things happening right now.
That is so cool. What are your thoughts on this? I just want to know your thoughts on this statement, because I know Robert probably knows where I'm going. But only when our backs are up against the wall can we search for the stars. Is there like it. That's what well, that's a statement. I mean, what are your like it seems because you had $150.
Yeah.
And look at, and now you're in Walmart and Sam's Club's changing up their business model for you. Like you are doing all this incredible stuff.
Yeah, it's wild.
I wonder, like, if say that didn't happen where you got the payout and, you know, maybe
I
weren't
think about making that a lot. I probably would have blown it, went to Tahiti, got my son a car for when he turned 16, done all the stupid things that people do when they have money that they, you know what I mean? And then I'd probably, I don't know.
In Alex's cases, he gets money and buys more cats. So
I would have bought a bunch of cats. Yeah. Same thing, Alex. I get it.
Not a Brett. She's, well, you're a Brett hustler, but cookie hustler.
Yeah. So really quick though, on my birthday, 1 year later, after I got fraud by those people, he was a doctor, as I said, and I don't know if you saw in Alaska, there was a doctor that got arrested by the feds for doing giving away or selling or whatever too many opioids. And he went to prison for that.
Wow.
On my birthday.
That's a birthday present.
He's out now, and that's, you know, down the road. And I forgave him. I actually saw him and I said, listen, I forgive you. My life is so much better now. You know, I just wish you the best.
That's great.
But and you Molly?
No, you got to come to peace with it. You got to come
to peace. I know.
That's more for me than it was for him. It was for me, because you can't hold on to that.
You got to let it go.
Yeah.
You got to let it go. So you did the impossible. Right? That's what they would say. Oh,
I guess for me.
And I say this all the time, or you'll hear, oh, you know, Molly, it must have been easy. You made a good cookie. Once you have a good product, it's, you know, it's easy to really move the products. Right, Molly? Mm-hmm. No, that's bullshit. Okay.
It is.
So tell us, and you know, I want our listeners to really understand. And every segment that we do,
okay,
I always ask the person on the other end and our guest to really talk about what it really takes and the grind and the hustle and the nerves and being up all night and wanting to quit over and over again. Mm-hmm. But you just keep pushing through it and you don't quit. You know, tell everyone about that while you were building this out.
Well, you know, all big things start small. Like lots of amazing companies started in a garage, you know, or, you know, and I restarted my whole life at 45 years old. Like, you know, so you just never know what's going to happen. But there are times that you're grinding and you're like, holy crap, how is this happening? You know, like butter, for instance, went from $1.99 a pound when I started to now I just got a price right before we got on here for $3.40 a pound. I will not switch to margarine though. I had to decide, am I going to like change the recipe slightly? Margarine will actually help the shelf life of the cookie. Also, people don't know that. Am I going to do that route or am I going to keep the integrity of my product, which has made me really popular? And I decided to keep the integrity. And it's more expensive, but you're getting a better product. So I think it's important to do those things. But it's not been an easy road. And there have been a lot of no's. Mostly, and I kind of smile at this part, mostly it was people that I asked to invest. Now they're like,
and now they want to invest.
Oh yeah. But at the time, you know, there are people like, yeah, no, we're good. I mean, I must have pitched 100 times the first year and a half of my company saying, no, it's going to be something big. I know it's going to be something big. And they're like, mm-hmm. And I get it. That's what they all say. But now guess who is the keynote speaker for those events? This
you
girl.
Are. Blessed.
It's amazing, it. You know, and I'll say to the entrepreneurs when I'm a keynote, I'll say, if you get a no today, don't take it personally. No one in this room believed in me. And here I am, you know? And I love saying that because it's true. You know, you're going to come against it. But the difference between the people who make it and don't make it are the ones who make it don't stop. They don't quit. They keep going. And that's the only trick.
Yeah. I think a key trait is you're obsessed.
Oh, super obsessed.
There's obsession when it comes to this.
Look at me. I'm very obsessed with cookies.
Well, that's not the way I was going with the conversation. I'm saying you have to be obsessed with something that you love.
You do.
You have to be where you're working and, you know, nonstop, and you look, it's 4 a.m. You're like, holy mackerel, where did it go? What happened?
Yeah.
And you love doing it at the same time. You have to be obsessed with something.
You do.
You have to be obsessed to create success.
Yes, absolutely. And you have to have a team that's obsessed too. Having the right team and the people that are as obsessed as you are is really important.
And that's very difficult to find. It is an obsessed team.
I'm dealing with that as we speak. Like, there are people that are obsessed with the brand, and there are people that think that are just like, you know, trying to get an, you know, well, let me take a selfie with Molly because now I can tag her on social media and that'll help my social media, you know, and I
really?
Get it. Oh yeah. That happens a lot.
Molly's a celebrity, Robert.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Come on, Robert.
Wait. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
No, if you're getting the head nod from me.
You can get. Okay. You can give me the head nod, but Molly's going to appreciate this.
Okay, tell me.
I don't care how famous you are. I just don't care. I don't. As long as what's good in here,
that's it.
And you're a good person. It doesn't faze me on how much celebrity is and how much who you hang out with, how much success you've had. What matters to me and the people that I like to work with, I like to work with nice people that don't want to screw each other over. I want to work with people that want to build something together and grow together and be successful together. It's
That's
much
it.
More rewarding to it's funny. You can look at – if you look – I was watching this video the other day. You know the number one employers of African-Americans? You know who they are? African-Americans. You know the number one employers of Jews are? Jews.
Huh.
Do you know the number one employers of Indian people are Indians?
Wow.
It's so interesting to me that when you look at a culture, something, they all employ themselves and believe in each other. I'm trying to create an environment where I don't care about your race, color, creed. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I want us all to do it together and employ each other and actually not be greedy, because what will happen is you'll all be so much more successful together. So to go back to what I was saying is, I don't care how successful you are when it comes to fame.
Yeah.
Right. I care what you're doing and what your motto is and what your creed is and how you're going after people.
I am sorry. My cat will not stop throwing things off the corner.
Oh my God. It's a sign, Alex. It's a sign.
You want to bring the cat on here for a bit?
Okay, you want to meet Vela? Let me get Vela.
Let's meet Vela.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get too excited.
This is Vela. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she's got this little squishy face and she's not smart.
Wait, is her name, did you say Vader?
V as in Victor, A-L-A, like Layla, but with a V, Vela.
Okay, Vela. Vader is a funny cat name, though.
Vader is a good cat name. There's lots of good cat names.
Well, he actually dresses his cats up as Star Wars characters.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
We're going to – Aaron, Molly, please remind me to clip this out of the content on social
Aaron,
media.
We're keeping it in. It's going to go viral.
I love it.
By the way, Molly – we are creating a cat merch line for Alex. He just doesn't know this yet.
Okay.
And everything is going to have him and cats. Everything.
I love that.
So what we want to do one day with you, Molly.
I'm not allowing you. I'm not signing
Alex,
off the license
Alex,
on this.
It's not your turn to talk. It's not your turn to talk, Alex.
I'm ready.
Okay. What I want to do is a cat collaboration cookie with Alex's face on it. Okay. Think about this. This thing will go viral. We'll back it up with the influencers. We're going to do a limited edition cat, Alex the Catman cookie.
Yeah, easy. Okay. I got people for that now.
Perfect. We're going to do it. It's going to happen. Powered by RSA and Molly B's, or powered by the Bread Hustlers, because this is where we came up with the idea altogether.
Yeah.
And he's got to be holding a hairless cat as the picture. That's
obviously
it. That's perfect.
That obviously has to be a thing.
Oh my, Molly! I am telling you, people will die. This is how these Aaron.
I'm going to be the hottest license in the world soon at this rate. I mean, I'm going to be the hottest license in the world. Like Alex the Catman. Every company is going to want to have Alex the Catman.
So really quick though, circling back on the diversity thing, the one cool thing about Alaska is we are actually the most diverse state in the nation.
I'm not surprised.
So that kind of thinking is just like, I get it, but here we don't do that. Like everybody's just people, you know? And I love that. Cause I think sometimes people can kind of get hooked on that and then it can define who they are and then it can limit their success. And it can limit them to want to really hold on to it and separate people. And I'm all for not separating people. I think that we all just need to love each other right where they're at and take it from there. I think that everybody has an opportunity and it is about the heart more than it's about everything else. That's how I feel.
1000%. 1000%.
Agreed.
And it's based on, listen, I look at you like, I wouldn't care what your gender, your religion is, your like it's on merit. When we're the Bread Hustlers, we look at like what you did in business. Like it doesn't discriminate business. That's my favorite thing about business. It's like it's totally based on merit. I wanted to just to dive into, you know, the economics. I know you said like you don't want to disrupt the integrity of the company. You want to stick to butter. You said the costs are higher. Are you going to raise the price? Are you going to stick more to e-com net? Like, how are you going to overcompensate for any disruptions and, you know, higher costs of goods sold?
So we really are focusing on the wholesale end of it. My e-commerce is weird. I'll just say that. I can't explain. My e-commerce has never really taken off. I've hired several different people to take it over. None of them have done what they said they were going to do. I don't know. So I just stick to wholesale. We have a website. It hits sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. I'm okay with that. But as far as the pricing goes, I have actually lowered my margins to fit so that people can actually afford. Because there is a premium cookie and people are used to spending X amount on regular cookies. And when you get a premium one, like mine have hot Cheetos or bacon or Earl Grey tea, lavender and lemon, like they're Ghirardelli chocolate in some of them, you know? So with that said, they're a higher end premium cookie, but I want people to be able to enjoy them. So I still stick to the same pricing.
Okay.
I have. Yeah. From the beginning, it's just important to me that everyone can enjoy them.
Sure. And have you dealt with any distributors that have been, you know, that you found to be better? Is there certain areas in the country you're seeing more success in versus others? Like, walk me through, I guess, your
When I was in Target, and the only reason why I'm not in Target right now is because they couldn't keep up with putting them out on time. So that was, we paused that until we can get like with Frito-Lay or someone that can actually put them on the shelf because they were having issues with employees. So, but when we were there, I sold, and this is so interesting because they give you the demographics. It was, top sellers, North Dakota, Portland loves cookies. Hawaii loves sweets, big time loves sweets. And then the East Coast and then Texas. That's primarily like, it's like a whole circle around the whole nation, you know?
But I was about to say nothing in the middle of the country.
Yeah. I'm surrounded.
is that because like it's where you're targeting and distributors are and,
or no, we're just letting people figure out, you know, where they're at or whatever. And then like with Walmart, they're like, where you're selling the most, you know, because we're going to be in the cookie and cracker aisle with my Boba Doodles, which you just had, which is like this Boba Doodle is, if a shortbread and a snickerdoodle had a baby and we added Boba to it, that's the Boba Doodles. So they're really tasty and they have a year shelf life, which everyone wants the long shelf life. So that we're starting on the East Coast on the cookie and cracker aisle. And then Walmart is also doing the grab and go, and they're going to go to actually here in Alaska, which will be great because I, since I started with co-packers. We couldn't get the cookies to Alaska. I'm the only thing in Alaska. I don't sell cookies here. So it'll be really cool to get them here. And then Hawaii is going to pick them up. And I think they're doing the West Coast primarily. And then Sam's Club is also going to do Hawaii and California and New York. So to start. So everyone does regions to start to see where it pulls. And then if they start rebuying or whatever, then you know, then it kind of expands from there. And that's how it works. I've learned so much. There's so many things to know.
Right. Other inspirational entrepreneurs to you?
Oh, Sarah Blakely. I love me some Sarah Blakely. And let me just tell you.
That's the second time today we heard her, by the way.
Well, and my last name is Blakely. I know we're related. I just got to get a hold of her.
There you go. Sarah.
But it was so funny because you know how you can DM people on social media? So I went to DM her to just say she inspires me and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like literally like 6 months ago. What I didn't anticipate finding was that me had DM'd her 4 years ago. And I'd forgotten about it. And it said, Sarah, I'm starting this new cookie company. I really hope that you can help mentor me. My goal is to do da, 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 da. And by the time I read it, I had hit all the goals. She never read it. She never, but I had hit every single goal. I said, here's my goals. Here's what I think I'm going to do. And it was like just checking one off after the other. I'd done it all. And I cried. I was like, wow, I didn't need her help. I did it without her, you know, but I still, her husband, Jesse, is so fun to watch on Instagram and he's a blast. So I enjoy watching them. They're inspiring. And I think that they're a good platform to follow.
That's unbelievable. And she's clearly such a big, I don't want to say, I guess role model. Yeah. Role model for female entrepreneurs. You know, it's interesting. Totally. That I swear I asked that question twice today and she was the answer both times. The first one too. So, she's clearly,
she's making an impact.
Yeah. And then I was also going to share too, cause I think that this is really interesting. Okay. But I think one of the things that you do super well as an entrepreneur, and I could be wrong, but you seem to really know how to leverage press and media. Exhibit A being like on the Bread Hustlers, right? Like, do you think that, like, you talk about you are a celebrity. Like, I mean, you're very well known. Like, do you contribute a lot of what you're doing from a branding perspective as something that really opens the doors for the company? And is it, I've heard several big people, like even Bill Gates said, like, if he was down to his last dollar, he would spend it on press and publicity. Like, do you attribute a lot of your success to that? Or
absolutely,
you think it's just a byproduct? Yeah.
No, absolutely. I was really big on building the brand. So I gave out a lot of cookies. Like I gave a lot away and I still do to influencers and all these things, but it was really about building the brand. And the funny story, like my third year in after I'd been on QVC, I was, do you ever just go to your spam and look and like, who's trying to really get a hold of me? So I was looking at my spam and one of them just said Oscars. And I'm like, who's writing about the Oscars? That's so weird. So I clicked on it and it was legitimate, but it went into my spam, but it was me being invited to a gifting suite for the Oscars. So I went to that, didn't know anybody, which they, you know, they just love that. You don't know who they are. They think that's just the best and so funny. So it was just innocent. I didn't
know. That would be me.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to make them feel bad because some of them are ego driven. So I would just say, I'm from Alaska. I'm sorry. But anyway, so from there, then you get invited to the Emmys. And if you do well, then you get invited to the Grammys and they all know each other, you know? And so and you have the option to go, you don't have to go, but I thought because it costs money, I have to fly there. I have to send cookies there for my co-packer, like all in all those things cost me, you know, several thousand. And, but I think it's worth it. So now I can have that Oscars, you know, and Emmys and Grammys, the Wheel of Fortune, all those things on my website, all those branding, every endorsement they say is worth, you know, like 100,000 to 300,000, depending on the endorsement Forbes, you know, to have on your site. And so I really started building the brand out because my goal is to exit. I want to be either, you know, bought out or, you know, somebody to exit in 2 years now. That's my goal by 2027. At the end, I want to exit. So.
And you'll get there. I'm not going to ask you what numbers you're looking for because it's not appropriate, but I know you'll get there.
You can ask me. I don't care.
Oh, I'm going to ask her. What are you talking about, Alex? How much money do you want to sell for?
So the goal is 300 million.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's a low number. Come on. You can do better than that, Molly.
I was told it could be between 3 and 5, but I'm telling you, if someone says, you know, girl, like what we got, you know, 250 million, I'm not going to be like, no.
Like, what you're going to do is you're going to call me and say, hey, Robert, listen to this. I got this offer for $250 million. What do you think? I'm going to say, listen, $275 million, it's a deal. Then you're going to call back and be like, I got the $275 million. And I'm going to be like, okay, great. I get the $15 million. Thank you.
And that's what's cool. Is
if Robert represents you, you're going to walk away with $1 billion probably.
that is true.
Let's go, Robert.
I'm ready anytime.
The people who invested in me in the very beginning, who really believed in me, that were friends and family, and still to this day, the only investors I have are friends and family. They, you know, some of them got in at like 21 cents a share, you know, for the common stock shares. And so I'm so happy that the people that believed in me are going to be able to like pay off their house, maybe. You know, that really blesses me. I love that. So yeah. I want to get back to the people that I've given, and they cheer me on, but not just because they're invested, but because they really want me to win, you know, and I think that's really fun and cool.
Was a lot of the, I'm assuming a lot of family and friends were early investors or strangers?
No, I mean, I will
credit investors. Yeah. I'm just curious.
Yeah. I mean, just this morning, someone said, are you still looking for investors? I said, I'm always looking for investors. I've been really strategic about that. I will not get rid of, you know, more than 51%, because I'm going to keep the in charge. Molly's big and in charge of everything. So, but I do have availability still. We're still looking for investors. And right now, because of all these launches, you know, that's what's helping us grow, you know, as fast as people are like, how did you become a national brand in 3 years? So it's because of that. And I'm just very strategic with every single store and everything I do. And I like to go old school. So quick, can I do a story time?
Go for it. You need to ask us. You're on our podcast.
So, like, we got invited to the what is it called? With the Walmart. It's like American Giving Back Walmart thing that they do every year. And last year I applied for it and I did not get. I didn't get in. And this year we applied and we got in twice. They had two different appointments. So, 3 weeks before, or sorry, 3 months before, they say the goal is to get a golden ticket. 14,000 people applied. 1,000 brands were accepted. 400 were invited to go in person. So we went in person and they said, you just want to get a golden ticket. Every meeting, every email is all about the golden ticket. Golden ticket means you have an absolute deal. They're not going to try to change your SKU. They don't want it to be bigger or larger case pack. Everything's perfect. They just want your stuff. And so, everyone was doing pitch decks, and I have pitch decks, you know, which is, for those of you that don't know what a pitch deck is, it's like a slideshow of your brand from start to finish, where you started, where you're going, what the goals are, where you're selling. It's like just to show off your brand. And my COO, who I met through QVC, he was my QVC contact. Now he's my COO, Frank Alfieri, who's awesome. He was with me and I said, let's just go old school. Let's not plug in the pitch deck. Let's just say, hey, I'm Molly B and here's a cookie and have him try them and tell him what's in it and why it's so good and everything. And boom, golden ticket. And then we went to our next meeting. Boom, golden ticket. It was awesome. But I really think that there's something in being old school and not trying to be something that you're not. I'm 50 and I'm just getting older, you know, and I have the pitch deck, but I don't want to sit there and next slide and just be like, not, I feel like that's just not connecting with the people when they're right there. And they ended up asking me to do a cookie that is exclusive just for Walmart. And I got to fly back to Bentonville again and to the big table in the big room with all the executives. And I ended up giving them a sample of it and they called on their phone and like more executives came in. They were all trying it and they loved this cookie. And I mean, there's nothing cooler than that. I mean, that's just amazing.
The thing is, you're not a tech company, like going from slide to slide to slide. Like, this is the charts, these are the numbers. Like, and that's what they want to see. Like, you're a cookie company. You're like, you bake them yourself. You create the recipe. And it's like that touch of being in the kitchen with you or having you deliver them at the kitchen table. It's the same feeling that you want to have for people getting involved in the business. It's the same dynamic. I can't help but think, do you know Travis Kelce's mom? Do you know her?
I know that she's known for her chocolate chip cookies now, but I mean, besides her sons, obviously.
I don't
know her personally, but I've heard about, you know, and seen all the things.
Well, she has like this mother brand on it. I'm not even talking about from like her products. I've seen her. I'm being honest, I didn't know she had a cookie company, which total coincidence. But
well, I think they're trying to make it happen for her. She doesn't quite yet, you know, they're just trying to get her to do one.
She doesn't have one yet. I mean, like, hello. I mean, that's a partner opportunity, but like what I'm saying is like that brand, like that connection, like that would be right there, you know, and with all the, you know, there's a lot of like, you know, the Taylor Swift stuff with Travis Kelce, but like she was pretty popular with them before it. The Super Bowl between her sons, like seeing her have to hug one and like cry for the other. Like,
that would be like, so hard.
Yeah. I mean, that's like powerful stuff, but there's Vader.
It's again. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is our favorite podcast episode right now.
Yeah. Molly and Vela show.
Thank you for that, Molly. I really appreciate it. No, but what an inspiring story. I mean, listen, we need a part two to this. I need all of your cookies. I really want to do it with you.
I'm sorry.
I need at least one.
Did you warm them up in the microwave? Because then it's more like they're use like 15 seconds in the microwave. There should have been a little card in your box that said warm
there
these
was
up.
Not. Hold on. I don't want to lie to you and tell you.
It looks like a little business card, and it says for best results, warm up in the microwave. Tastes like just out of the oven.
No, I don't have a car.
Okay, well, we'll get you hooked up right. The warehouse has been a little frantic. It's a great problem to have, right? You see, so.
Yes, it is a great problem to have. Well, Molly, listen, we appreciate you joining the Bread Hustlers. We can't wait to have you back on this for more cookie talk.
Let's do it.
Okay, but we have to have cookies. So we're gonna revert, and we're going to do this again. Can't wait to have you back on, Molly. Alex can't wait to talk more cats about you. I want to talk business. He likes talking cats, but we'll do it all.
Just send me a text. We'll start working on your Alex cat cookie.
Listen, that's between you and I.
It might be a bestseller, Molly. I'm not kidding. Like, I mean,
Alex, shut up. This has nothing to do with you. Your face is going to be on it, and I own your IP. This is my idea.
You own my IP.
Yes, I own your IP because I came up with all this.
Yeah, this is all being recorded, Robert. I signed the waiver on that.
Say, Robert, you're right. Just tell me I'm right, Alex.
What? Molly's tell like, me I'm right. Don't you dare say it, Alex.
Tell me I'm right, Alex.
Don't you dare say it, Alex.
Alex?
I'll say this. What's the royalty percentage?
5%. That's what I'll give you, 5%.
Sold.
All right,
thank you. That's
pretty good. Molly, I'm going to go to work with you. We're creating this cat cookie. I'm serious. We're doing this. I don't. Okay. We're making this happen. So
I got the connections now to get us in store. So we'll just start it,
dude. This is going to go wild. Yeah. Oh, okay. I cannot. The graphics alone, they're going crazy in my head. And then we're going to create. It's going to go well with the cat merch. Oh my god.
Are they going to just be all the naked cats? Just all naked cats.
All naked cats. Okay. Swimming. Skydiving, skiing.
And this was the Bread Hustlers.
Exactly.
We could cut.